great American humorist, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, who became famous under the nom de plume of Mark Twain. He was born in Florida, Missouri on November 30th, 1835. At an early age, he became a printer's apprentice, and after learning the trade, grew tired of it and found his way to the river life, which was later to afford him the rich atmosphere for his most famous works, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. We find him at the age of 20 aboard the steamboat Paul Jones, just underway down the Mississippi for New Orleans.
Hello there, Mr. Pilot.
What do you want?
I'd like to watch you. Can I come in?
I guess so. Nothing to see. Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, rheumatism. All I got left out of 50 years on this river.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you ain't got the rheumatism.
I think there's something fascinating about it.
Rheumatism?
No, the river.
Yeah? I suppose you'd like to be a river man, eh?
Yes, sir. I'd like to be a pilot.
You're crazy.
Well, you're a pilot.
Well, that's what I mean.
Nevertheless, I'd still like to be a pilot.
Rheumatism, darn it.
What are those men doing over there by the rail?
Taking sound in for depth.
Oh, I see.
What's your name, lad?
Clemens. Samuel Clemens. I'm a printer. Or was.
Where are you going?
New Orleans, I guess. Say, don't all pilots have an apprentice?
Cub pilot, you mean?
Yes. Don't you have one?
Did have, but I drowned him. Nuisance. I wouldn't have one around. Oh, what? What is it?
Well, I think you need one right now. You're liable to double up in a cramp and run this boat in the sandbar.
Is that so?
I've always heard that the apprentice had to pay the pilot he was working for.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a dumb cub pilot around me for a cent less than $100. What do you think of that?
Well, I haven't $100.
Good.
But I do have $150. What do you say, Mr. Bixby?
Well, all right. I'll take a chance. But it's no soft job. There's a lot to it. It's a science.
Mark! Mark! Mark Twain! Mark Twain!
Sounding again.
Yeah, we're in the channel now and getting clear.
What do they mean by Mark Twain?
Mark Twain means Mark II. 2 fathoms of water. Clear sailing for any river steamer. Oh, darn that rheumatism. Here, lad. Tilt the wheel and hold her nose straight down the middle. That's lesson number one.
Yes, sir.
Mark Twain! Mark Twain!
Mark Twain. I like the sound of that call.
Yeah? Why?
Oh, I don't know. Because it means clear sailing, I guess.
And so began Samuel Clemens' career as a river pilot. And from this source came his famous pen name, Mark Twain. Later, he became a reporter on the Enterprise in Virginia City, Nevada. And in 1864, at the age of 29, we find him local news editor. The managing editor has been called out of the city and has placed Sam in charge as temporary editor-in-chief.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, what happened? Why do you all look so glum? What's the joke?
The joke is on you.
What do you mean?
That editorial in yesterday's edition about Shakespeare was great, but you should stick to the ancients.
So? In today's editorial, you lambast Mr. Laird, the publisher of the Union, our competitive paper.
Lambast?
Yes, a direct insult.
Defamation of character.
Oh. You mean he's going to sue me?
Oh, no, not that.
Well, that's good.
We mean he's going to kill you.
What? How delightful you all are this morning.
Kill me?
Yes, unless you kill him first.
Yes, Sam. You and Laird can settle this thing in only one way. You'll have to fight a duel.
Duel? Don't be silly.
It's the only way. You were very nasty, Sam.
But suppose Laird doesn't challenge me?
Then you must challenge him.
Are you serious?
Certainly. We've learned that Laird refuses to challenge. So to defend your honor, we've decided that you must therefore challenge him.
Oh, get out.
So, Sam, I've taken the liberty to write your challenge to Laird.
And I have delivered the challenge to Laird. I'm to be your second.
Hmm. Well, isn't there anything I can do to help?
I suppose you made out my will.
No, you can do that.
Thanks. So you are my second Steve Gillis.
Yes, it's all arranged. 5 a.m. tomorrow morning behind Bill Fraser's barn.
Barn? Yes. We will have the west side of the barn, and Laird and his company will have the east side. We'll both practice target shooting for 1 hour. Then the duel.
Well, here we are. Now what?
See that post? I'll put that old door up behind the post and you try to hit it.
The door?
No, the post.
Huh? You're crazy. What's Laird shooting at around there?
Oh, he has a regular target. Bullseye and everything. Go ahead, Sam. Hit the post. How about it, Daggett? Hit the post?
Didn't even hit the door.
Don't tell me that.
Well, I told you. I ought to have a shotgun. I'm getting a bit upset about this.
Oh, come on. A little practice will fix you up, Sam. Now try it again. See if you can hit the post. Go on. It's easy enough.
All right. Look, Steve. There's a bird sitting on the post. Let's see you hit the bird.
Give me the gun.
You've got it. By golly.
Hey, Steve. My boss, Mr. Laird, wants to know how long before you fellas will be ready.
Oh, is he in a hurry?
No. Say, gosh sakes, who shot that bird?
Sam Clemens.
You did? Well,
the bird won't deny it.
We didn't think you could hit the side of a barn. Where was the bird when you shot it?
Up there, in the air.
On the wing?
Sure.
Gee whiz. See, I'd better be getting back, Mr. Laird.
Why did you tell him that?
Why not? It'll shake Laird's nerve, maybe.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He can't shoot anyway.
No.
What's that?
They must be leaving.
Laird leaving?
Come on, let's see.
Yeah, sure. Let's go and see.
Yes, sir. Look at them go.
Well, I'll be...
Laird got cold feet. Well, what do you know?
Sure did. That bird story scared them all.
Say, Steve, come here a minute.
Yeah?
What's the matter? Look at Laird's target.
Look at there.
What is it?
6 shots, and 4 of them in the bullseye.
Well, can you beat that?
Not I, brothers. Not I.
And this incident was the basis of Mark Twain's famous story entitled The French Duel. By 1870, he had produced many novels and delivered many lectures in all parts of the world. And at the age of 35, while en route to New York, he visits an old friend, Charlie Langdon, in Elmira. However, his real reason for the visit is Charlie's lovely sister, Olivia.
Charlie, I'm in love.
Love?
In love with Olivia, your sister.
Olivia?
Yes.
Sam, you're my best friend, and I want you to remain such. But if you were to become my brother-in-law, well, I'm afraid it wouldn't work.
What? Well, you don't understand. Now, listen.
No, you've got to catch that train. Come on.
No, sir. I won't. I'm determined to stay. And ask her if it takes a month.
Come on. The carriage is waiting.
Well, all right. But you'll see. I'll be back. You'll see. I'm serious.
Here we are. Now, hurry. Say goodbye to the folks.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Langdon. I'll be back soon.
Come on. Get in.
Wait a minute. Goodbye, Olivia. I won't be gone long.
Goodbye.
Quick, get in. Look out, Sam!
Help! Help! Oh. Oh. Oh, he slipped. He's fallen from the carriage. He's hurt. Oh, Sam. Sam, are you dead?
Sam, are you hurt?
Oh, get some water, Charlie. Get some water.
Yes, right away.
Oh, Sam. Sam, dear.
What is it, Olivia, darling?
Oh, Sam. Oh, what shall I do?
Will you do it? If I tell you what to do?
Oh, of course, Sam. I'll do anything for you. What can I do?
Marry me.
Samuel Clemens, you are not injured one bit.
I am too. I'm dying of a broken heart.
Well, I suppose if I say no, you'll pester me to death.
You can't say no. You promised to do anything I asked.
You're a scoundrel. As great a scoundrel as that impossible ragamuffin you wrote that book about.
Say... Do you mean Huckleberry Finn?
Yes, Huckleberry Finn.
Well, Huck Finn was no scoundrel. He was, well, just a boy.
The kind of a boy I used to be. The kind of a boy...
Yes, the kind of a boy.
Well, the kind of a boy ours will be if we ever have any.
You've given the world enough Huck Finns. They'll never forget Huckleberry, nor Tom Sawyer, nor the Connecticut Yankee. Sam, those characters of yours are among the greatest in literature. You'll see, 100 years from now, they will be a monument to you, to Mark Twain.
Time has proved the truth of Olivia's prediction. The characters of Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, the Connecticut Yankee, and the scores of others which were born to the scratching of Mark Twain's pen have taken their place among the most famous in literature. And the name Mark Twain, conceived in the fertile imagination of Samuel Langhorne Clemens that day on the deck of the Mississippi Sidewheeler, has become one of the greatest in literary history, truly worthy of taking its place among the lives of the great.